Yishami Tainus Daf Chaf Zayin. We're starting from the next part of the Mishnah. We left off a Saraf, a Pustamis as a Torah. Pustamis burnt a Torah. Eikon Saraf, where did he burn it? Mara says, Avach Bama, Bama to Lavud, the bridge of Lud, it's where he burnt it. And Rabbanan say, Mara Bar to Tazlusa, the bridge of Tazlusa, two different places where they say tradition is that it happened, that he burnt this Sefer Torah. There's two names of places. One is Mavart, there's a Gesher. Is the Gesher the bridge by Talosa? And the other thing is the other place is, Mavart calls it, it's Mavart to the Lud, the bridge by Lud. Okay, so Samara says, the Emet Zaliyah, they put the Pusmas burnt the Torah. I put a tzalim in the hekel. The Gemara is not telling me. I'm not looking. Tano learns the Mishnah Umat. They went ahead and they put an image there, and put the image in there. But it's Tani Tani Mahemid. They went ahead and he placed. In other words, he actively placed it. Mad Yama Umat, Tzalim of Menashe. The one that says somebody was placed in Menashe was put in by Menashe. The Mad Yama Mahemid that he placed with the Maisa. That was Tzalim Shal Pehusmas, who went ahead when he burnt the Sefer Torah, he then put a Avodah Zarah of himself into the Makom, into the Beis HaMikdash. So he did it together. He placed himself, he was the one who placed it. Not that Menashe was placed for him, that was put in by Menashe and the Bais Rishon, that they put in an image of Menashe there, and the and he said he went himself and put it in by Bayis Sheni. Apusimus did it himself. He put it in himself. That guy who did it, how you read the Lashon of the Braisa, is which one's referring to. Why was the 17th day of Thomas? Why was it in Tinus why wasn't the 17th day of Thomas? Well, cover to Tinus like Tisha B'Av was. Why wasn't Yud Zayin Thomas made like a fast day, just like Tisha B'Av was. So the Gemara says that the each one said the days were, both days. Mishra says there were five things happened each of those days. So what's low cover? Of course, in Yitzayim we have a fast day, but what it means is why is the difference of the carbon edith to explain Tisha B'Av was a fast day that starts the night before, a full 25 hours. According to Shiras for Thomas, is only from the morning. That's what the Kabbalah says. Lama lakavosu l'tzom layla b'yom, sheikavu l'erlam, afili yasholam, like Tisha B'Av is always done. Why is it only done like a half a fast day, and not this? So this is the Gemara Shaila. Okay, so Gemara says that the Gemara continues. Gemara says, the three answers to this question. First, because Robert Chiba would not be able to accept it. It was too difficult to fast another fast, a long fast. It wouldn't be Makabal another fast day. It had to be what people accepted. It was done a half a fast day because people would not be able to do it. They wouldn't accept it. They wouldn't have done it. So Mara says, it's one error. Whatever happened on that day fixed itself. Whatever happened on that day, it happened again. No, it didn't go. In other words, on Tisha B'Av, with that things that happened itself repeated itself. The Korban Bayis Rishon, Korban Bayis Sheni. All things happened. It was much worse of a day. That's what we have the whole day. But whatever happened on Tisha, on Sivras B'Tamas, didn't repeat itself. It was happened that day. And many things happened, but they were not. They were different types of events. They were not the different type of events that happened. So therefore, it's not chazabe, and therefore it was not. They took it as a second teretz, less of a explanation, less of an explanation. So he said that the Kabbalah explains that the Tisha B'Av Sarachas and Korban has happened a second time again. But Yizayin Thomas, so it was only, nothing happened twice. Different things happened, but not twice, and therefore it wasn't made into that severe of a day. Third answer, Rabbi Levi, said in the Pasha, she has also something out of the Kaiban. She makes you should live with this. She should be able to live. And fasting, the person does, weakens up to 40 days. And if we're going to make two fasts within 40 days of each other, it would be dangerous. So we couldn't do that both days because it's says the Kabbalah, the Tanis Mamayit Moshe Enev, fasting reduces the Ma'ori Enev, the light of a person's eyes, for a period of time. So therefore, within 40 days, if you do use Zayin Tammuz, which is 21 days later Tisha B'Av, it would be two full 24-hour fast day would be detrimental, would be unhealthy, would affect one's vision. Therefore, they didn't make a full day. They didn't want to endanger the health, and therefore they made it this way. So that's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says that Mishnah Tisha B'Av said when people say they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, Gemara explains where did we get this idea from that they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael on that day. What was the basis of that? The Gemara said in the pasuk, came on the ER, second month in the 20th day. 3 days, 21st day and the 22nd day. So if we see, Maschai B'chasson of the B'lavi, the Gemara says, explains, we left our Sinai, Elon Talia, Misbeib, and Bay Sifav, and Afghan Lumba Kifrai. The children, as soon as they were dismissed from school, they run away, they go away. Once they run off, what's the pshat? Just children go from school, they must say they ran away from our Sinai. Just like children go out of school, they run away. So too, after our Sinai, they ran away. They left. They ran quickly away from the mountains. They wanted to go away from it. It was a punishment to them. So Gemara says, Gemara just throws that in, that this was a they went and they only the Tinoch Shabbokah Me'ah, the Gospel Yisrael Me'ah, look at the Hekanasu, Yisrael, they went away from Hashem. It doesn't say where they traveled, but just the fact that they went away, they wanted to distance themselves from that. And that was a Tvi Yom Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, on that day, the 22nd day of the year, they want to eat meat, they want to hungry for meat. Gemara says that Shalkodesh Yom Hashem may be upcoming. That day it came out of the nose means that they went ahead. They were the 22nd day. They were sick from it. They were in taiva. They wanted Yom Gimel. They had a taiva. From Sirius Yom Miriam became 7 days of Miriam. They waited for Miriam to come because of Machas Shavas Yomim. That was the 29th day of Sivan. And then the next day Yom Yom Shalom Gan. Then 40 days of Miraculum started. Yashmiturah came up on the end of 40 days. So that came out on Tishba. Do the whole Cheshbon. You follow the Cheshbon of the days we just said. Look at the carbonated to go through it. It really comes out that Taka 40-day period was when it started, and therefore they wouldn't be able to go into Yisrael. That's happened in the end of Tishba. Says the Gemara. Now you have been Moshe Aaron. People came and they spied. They came to tell Moshe Aaron. They brought back the terrible report. So the Gemara says they brought back the terrible report. So the Gemara says. The spies found Moshe Aaron. They're learning Allah of Chal and Orla. They were sitting and learning the sikhs of Chal and Orla about Eretz Yisrael, Prudos and Eretz Yisrael. Samuel said to him, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Why are you learning the Chal and Orla? You're both not going to go in. What are you doing? You're both going to die before. They all heard that. They all got up and they began to cry. They wept and they had nine Tisha B'Av. I'm like, I tell you, the fields, you waited for nothing, for something foolish. I swear, I see not only because we're going to have some reason to cry tonight. And that the Tichba Balayla, the cry that night, which means they cried for no reason, so they'll cry again the second time on Tishba, Bachot Tichba, they'll cry for a second time for a good reason, something should be destroyed. That they cried for a real time. The Chia Shot Tichba cried for nothing, so you're going to cry again for a real reason. The Gemara says, you see that the Gzeirah of Kaisel couldn't go into Israel was Taka and Tisha B'Av, and therefore they called it because it caused them to cry, and Merakim came back, and therefore that day became a day of infamy, Kaisel to cry later. Something more vital. Gemara says, they cried for something foolish. Gemara says, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Mechiyah Shalchidim, they cried over something foolish? So the Gemara says, they cried, Mishma Moshe Zambachal and Mishposa, they cried about their families. Moshe gave them Yisur. Six women they're allowed, the mother said they're not allowed to have relations with. So they cried about that. They cried at Mishpachos that they're right, that they'd be certain women, for relatives of theirs, that'll be also to have relations with. So in Mela, therefore, they cried on that. They was cried for no reason because they cried because to separate themselves, the Moshe Rabbeinu told them they have to separate themselves from them, from these women, from their relatives, and decided to cry now. And maybe that's where they were punished. Shariah says the Kabbanei, the mother's mother, aunt from both sides, and they have Akos Aim, Nida, it's just Ach, these Arias that might be Zim Amitin Olayim, and Bezim Milksalim, there's Ben Noach and not Musar on them, only Klai Yisrael got these things, these six Arias, the Ben Noach Arasa.
The other Raya's even Menenoach Arasa. These are six that were given to Klai Yisrael. And when they heard that, the restrictions on them, they began to cry. But that was the cry of Tiflis. Says the Gemara, I'm going to learn about it. I'll be the Kemah. Even so, what did you see? Moshe said to the Chamaraglim. Okay, so whatever you did, you cried, you did terrible, you're doing, you're crying. But tell us, what did you do? Tell us about what you saw. I'm going to say to him, the inhabitants could provide. Devour its inhabitants. If you can't live there, people will be destroyed. The land will swallow them up. In every city we sent, we saw people going burying their dead. Kabbalah said they're burying their dead. They're all busy burying their dead. And said, look at these foolish people. I did something good for them. You say it was well. I did something good. Why? In the city where the Meragim came in, the leaders of the city would die. Attending the Levias of the leaders of the city. And therefore the spies can come and go. They weren't paying attention. Nobody was paying attention. You said that we've been eyes like grasshoppers, so in their eyes. Can you know I caused you to appear to them? You say look to them. You know what I caused them? I made to them that you appeared to them as grasshoppers. I made to them you fakered. I made them you should be that you'd be powerful, that you'd be able to know it, you won't be able to do anything to you. So you go ahead, everything that I did for you, you turned it around. What I did good, you turned around to be bad. You know, you made them they look like them in grasshoppers and then so like you should be punished with them. You looked at everything negative when everything was done for a positive. The Meraglim spoke words against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They blasphemed Hashem. We're not able to fight them. He's stronger than they. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself cannot go contend with them. They not only they're criticizing themselves, they criticize Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu too small to fight the enemies, the nations of that are to Israel. The Canaan, they're too strong. Kadosh Baruch Hu is too weak. So they were blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were mavazah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. They made a sound of a great commotion. The Pasuk says that Nehemiah, what's the branch? It says that they fired and the branches were broken. You heard a great sound, the commotion you made. Hashem set a fire in an olive tree and burnt the branches. In other words, when they said that you have a tree, Klai Yisrael compared to a tree, and because of the commotion that was made, so the branches were destroyed. It means that Klai Yisrael's descendants were destroyed. They would not be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. They would have to live in a Golus. They would have to live in the Midbar and die in the Midbar. They wouldn't be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was the punishment that they had. The anophim, like the branches that fall off a tree, so too that as well as something more nothing. We have the thing about Tisha B'Av, the thing that's based on Mishra, Mishra, and based on Shani. It was day after Sunday. It was the day after Shemitah, Mishat Shechel Yarv. And the week of Mishma of Yariyav. It was the Mishma, it was divided up to 24 groups. It was their group. That was when it happened. Mishma of Yarv, Tisha B'Av, and on Tisha B'Av came a Shani, same thing the second time. B'zeh, B'zeh, both cases, they were ready to Dukhin. They're ready to duchen, to do avoda. Hashem turned on them and they were in violence. And he cut them off, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut off and destroyed the base of Mikdash. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited, they were mamash at the ultimate, the last moment. It was destroyed after Shabbos, and it was the time of Shemitah, and they're ready by the avoda. Everything was being ready to be done, ready to sing Shira. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and destroyed the base of Mikdash. That before they had a chance to finish, the avoda, they were cut off from the extra HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. I forgot the Sirush HaYudah, the second day. Kina Ba'alma Nafal B'Fayin, there was a Kina Ba'alma went, and that Kina HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into their mouths, a Kina struck by cutting off. Because it really wasn't the day, it was Sunday, and it wasn't supposed to be, that was the Kina of the fourth day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in their mouths so that they should be mistaken and say the wrong thing, which would be fitting that they'll be cut off from the Pesukim that said they'll be cut off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut them off, cut off the base of Mikdash. Zatimar. Gemara said, what do you mean they were singing? He's known as Sakim. The only time they sing is in a Sakim. So the question is, are they allowed to sing when he's known as Sakim? We want to know that. We know they sing by the Navoda. We want to know when they're in a Sakim. What's the halacha shearing without the Sakim? So Gemara said, what's the halacha in such a case? You know, that the, so the Gemara says, both days, both basically the Rishon and the Shinah, so you don't know what they were singing on the, they were singing on the Avodah. Yashma was on them, and they said, and they turned the Pasuk on them, that was their own Pesukim that they said, their own songs, turned on them upside down. So you see that they sang on a day, there was no Nusakim open on that day, yet they sang without it. So we see from here that you can have the Nusakim without even, you can have the Shir without the Nusakim. We know that normally, that was the question. They only allowed to sing when there's Nusakim. Why were they singing without the Nusakim? Vice days, and you could sing, says the Kabbalah. So Teretz is why they can sing even without the Nusakim. You see that they were singing, and that's why it happened to be that they sang these Pesukim that to be destroyed. So the Gemara says, we see from Rosh Hashanah Lakish, tells us Halacha, he asks the question, a different way to explain the back and forth of Yochan and Rosh Hashanah Lakish. I will miss by Yochan Rosh Hashanah Lakish, they had a Yochan Ami, I mean, she's on the side, she can let us sing Shabran Nisakim. Rosh Hashanah Lakish, I mean, we don't sing Rosh Hashanah Lakish. Hey, Yochan, I'll ask the Kasha, I will learn the Bryce, Zachazah, both days, both by Swisha, my Shani, the Yon, Luch, my Yosha, my Sonam, they sang that Pusik, and that was the end, because Rosh brought the end when they said the Pesukim of Onam, they turned their own violence on them. See the cancer. We see the raya. The cancer went out and saw them as a kasha. He answered, "Not Shemana." What do you want to learn from there? You want to learn over there that the basement was destroyed in a day? They didn't bring the sakim. Maybe if I care, maybe they didn't bring the thing on that day. That day there was no nesakim because there was no carbon tumid. So I'm a lamb. Me'achashayilu nesakim avu. If you tell me that they were nesakim, it's ma'ashal shirhaya. Was Sunday the time to sing? It was not to sing. The whole thing is wrong because it was Sunday. We said it was the day after Shabbos. They don't sing the pasuk that sang Yeshiva Leimas Onam that sang on the fourth day on Yom Revi'i. So it wouldn't be the proper song anyway to sing. So what's your raya you want to bring from there that you can? That's not the day that the Yeshiva Sema El Kamas Hashem El Kamas Sofi Yeshiva Leimas Onam. It's not the day they're supposed to sing. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So vice versa, it was a unique thing that they did that they have on that day that they sang, even though there was no Nesakim, a special din. So the Gemara says, they sang on that day. They sang the day before. They sang the one, the day itself it was before. So Wednesday before Shabbos Batamis, they brought the Nesachim the day before. And on Sunday, they brought the Nesachim from the carbon that was brought earlier. So if they sang the day on Sunday, they would sing the day on Wednesday. On Sunday, they would talk and do that. This is what they did it to catch up on the day before. They did it on the previous week. Yochanan says, no, only can do it when they sang without the Sakim, and therefore they did it. So the Machlokes is whether everyone agrees that they sang, that was the idea of the Mishnah, that it was destroyed the day they sang, but did they sing like Rav Yochanan says, even without the Sakim? Or no, they sang on the Nesakim that was brought from earlier days. The Nesakim might be Yom Dalit, it wasn't the time this year, but they caught up on what before Etmo, they made a mistake, they did the singing, the Nesakim before. That they only sing the Sakim when there's not the only sing when there's a Sakim. But they got confused on the day and they did it the wrong day. Yochanan says, no, you can have it, and that's why they sang even without a Sakim. So the Gemara, the Shmaros of Yarev and Yom was found. We know these were the Shmaros of these people. It was on their Mishmar when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in Yehorov. The name of the Mishmaros. So the Gemara says, Kiva Kad, Avikad Bin Sod, when the Gemara says, when we talk about the days of the days of the Mishmar, the days that was destroyed. So the Gemara is going to discuss about what happened on those days that we come to talk about now, the downfall of Bar Kokhba, where Mashiach thought it was Mashiach. We'll see that in the Pesukim going forward as to what their idea was. Originally, it was a mistake. The Gemara said, let's see what Yehariv was. The Gemara talks about what Yehariv was. The Gemara says, among Lebi Yehariv Garva. Yehariv was the name of a person. The Gemara says, who was Yehariv? The name of a person, Meiron Karta. And Meiron was the name of a city. Masarv is the name of So together the words of Masar Baitza, put together the words. He gave his house. Hashem gave his house to the Meiron. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu means his name. Yarv is the name of a person. Meiron is the name of a city. So to Masarvi Masar Baitza the Sina. So Masarvi means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave his house, the Beit Hamikdash, to be destroyed, gave over his house to the enemies to be destroyed. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Dashon the Pasuk that we hurry, Meiron Masarvia. That's how we relate with Dashon the Pasuk. He refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over his house. I'm Lebarak Yehairav. His name was really Yehairav. Yehairav in front of Hashem Marusavrabo. Hashem contended with Bnei Yisrael because they were rebellious against him. Marusavrabo. They rebelled and turned against Hashem. Yidati Omek Tziporim. And then Dakmi Yadam Omek Tziporim. They learned. What does those words mean? Yadakai Tzahamuka Shabalibam Heglam Tziporim. Hashem knew the deep and evil that Klai Yisrael was having in their hearts. Eitzahamuka in their hearts. And Mamela, he went and Higlam and Tziporin. He exiled them to Tziporin, which means that Tziporin, like birds, he caused them to fly out of Yerushalayim. So again, you read the Psukim, is not the words of Pasuk, but they darshan what the words mean. It refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his house. Doesn't say it directly because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding behind that name. The Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu took, saw the pain. The Klal Yisrael went ahead and was sinning. He saw in their hearts that they were sinning, what they want to do. Mamela HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned them upside down. And he like a bird who flies away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them to fly out of Yerushalayim, out of the Mokom HaMikdash, and sent them into Golus. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Okay, so the Gemara is going to continue now with the next line of the Mishnah of what happened in Beitar, the terrible destruction that happened in Beitar. We'll stop at this point. We'll continue from here tomorrow.